You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Finally, on today's show, independent news outlet Scoop are currently fundraising for their election coverage. They have a Pledge Me campaign going in order to help them open the news this election cycle through a participatory and citizen-powered news approach. The plan is to collaboratively shape an independent news agenda with input from citizens and freelance journalists to produce high-quality multimedia journalism covering the issues that matter the most to the pledgers. Earlier, I spoke to Scoop's engagement manager, Joe Cedarwill, about the project, and I began by asking him what the project is.
Basically, it's an idea to supercharge our election journalism. We basically want to open the news. You know, we realise there's major issues with the news media. If you look at the US election and things happening in Europe, there's basically a general need to have more citizen involvement in the media and in the creation of news agenda, we believe. So that's what we're trying to achieve.
And what made you decide to go down this path?
Well, Scoop is a member of Inspiral, which is a an organisation which basically is a network of people trying to do good things through business, and it's focused on participatory and citizen-led initiatives such as Lumio and things like that. So I guess that's part of our philosophy as a company, as an organisation, and we've been attempting to bring that across into the news.
And in practice, how will this project work?
At the moment, we've already started engaging people. We've put up a... we're using a software which is from the US called Pollis. It's poll.is. And we are using that to engage already with people and asking what should we focus on, you know, what election issues should we write about. And we're inviting everyone to go to our website and get involved in that. And once we've identified sort of a few core issues that people feel really strongly about, then we'll go deeper into those issues with that tool, which is actually a really powerful tool and allows you to surface opinions on both sides of the debate and allows for compromise and for people to come up with novel solutions that may not emerge through the political process. And once we've done that, then we're going to engage freelance journalists to take that data and interpret it and analyse it and to do further investigation in a traditional sort of journalism sense, and then report back to people with that and add to the discussion. So, you know, it's rather than a top-down editorial approach, it's a bottom-up one, so trying to bring people into the process.
Have you had that much engagement so far?
Yep, we've had over 100 people engaging in that discussion so far, but it's early days and we're still, you know, trying to get more people in there.
Do you think this project can have an impact this election?
We'd like to think so, for sure. You know, we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't think so. But you know, it's not just a gimmick. We're definitely trying to actually add to the political debate, and I guess part of that is really trying to reach people from both sides. You know, we don't want to be pigeonholed in one side or the other. We're a neutral organization and we're trying to get feed in from all different points of view.
How will you ensure that this project and your election coverage is able to compete with the bigger news outlets?
I mean, that's always going to be a problem. We don't have the resources or budget that those organisations have. And, you know, there's a huge problem with advertising basically going to Facebook and Google and the like. So our revenue has been declining for that. So I guess this is our new approach, which is to try and we're essentially a membership-based organisation now, and we rely on our members to survive, really, and as a result, we're running a Pledge Me campaign at the moment as well as part of this. So we're really keen to get people to feed into that, so we can actually make it happen.
Are you hopeful this project can be a success and perhaps, I guess, set a model for future approaches to news?
Yeah, we'd definitely like to think so, and we're an open source organisation, and all the data and all the information that's gathered from this, we're happy to share with other organisations, and also this methodology we're using, we're happy to share that. You know, nothing's proprietary here, so we really hope it does spread, and that this approach will influence a lot stronger and more democratic debate.
And just finally, how can people get involved? Where do they go?
Okay, so anyone can go to Pledge Me, and the account is live there, and that's at pledgeme.co.nz, and you can search for Opening the Election, or Open the Election, the Open News Project. And you can also go to scoop.co.nz, obviously, and we've got links prominently there on the front page to get involved, and that links to the Pledge Me and also to the engagement exercises that we're running.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.